This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, as we witness this pandemic continuously ravaging the earth, where even after we have found the vaccine, the numbers are only rising. And with that comes many deaths. And so each and every single one of us knows someone, whether it be a friend, whether it be a relative, no matter how close they are or how far they are, we all know someone who has either been infected or has lost a life. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, there are those who are infected with the virus, and they were on the verge of death. And everyone had told them that that's it. You're done. It's over. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided otherwise. And so these are the survivors who saw death before their eyes. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that it was not their time. And so this is a message to those who survived the pandemic, who survived, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured them. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, death is an inevitable reality. It's something that we will all face. And so just like we have one life to live on this earth, we also have one death that we will all taste. And yet, this reality is something that most of us are heedless of. We don't think about it. We don't ponder over it. When do we think about it? When do we ponder over it? When it comes near. When it's around the corner. When we see it before our eyes, and we're struggling to breathe, and we're thinking that we may breathe our last. And so, there are many who thought that they would breathe their last. And they thought that it was over. Everyone had left them behind. They were isolated because no one was allowed to visit them. And they were on the ventilators. And they worried about how they will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was this inevitable reality that they were witnessing before their eyes. And they were worried about their loved ones. And so these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touched them with His mercy. He favored them. He had mercy upon them. And so they survived, although many did not. And so the first thing that they should realize is the mercy and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment was more merciful to them than a mother is merciful to her own child. And they should recognize that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who cured them. As Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. He said, when I fall ill, it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who cures me. The second reminder is that such people are a living example. They are a living example of how everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so no matter how advanced we may become in our scientific discoveries, in medical advancement, no matter how far we may reach as a human race, there is one thing that will always be out of our hands. And that is life and death. And so no matter what they tell you, that we know the causes of life and we know the causes of death, they can never save a life if Allah has determined for that life to come to an end. And this reminds us of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he met that tyrant, Namrud. And he told him that my Lord, Ibrahim alayhi salam, told this tyrant who was arrogant, who thought that he was powerful. He denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to teach him a lesson. And so he said, that my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who gives life and the one who causes death. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. What did he say in response? قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. He said, I do the same. He said, I can also give life and cause death. What he meant was that he can bring two individuals who are supposed to be given the death sentence. And he gives one the death sentence, he kills him, and the other, he tells him, you're free to go. Even though this is not really giving life and giving death. And so what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say to him? This arrogant tyrant who thought that everything was in his hands and not in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that my Lord, He causes the sun to rise from the east. So you now bring it and cause it to rise from the west. فَبُوهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. And so this kafir, he was utterly defeated. And so what this teaches us is that just like that tyrant denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his arrogance and his pride, thinking that these things are in his hands, today we have arrogant people who also deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and claim that through science we know everything. Through our human advancement. We are in control. No. And these people who are surviving this pandemic today are living examples of that. When the doctors and the medical experts told them that you have no chance to live, these people, we see them today living. Among the reminders for such people is to tell them that you have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be given a second chance. Not many people get that chance. Most people, death comes to them suddenly, without them expecting it to come. They don't get that chance to see death before their eyes and survive it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you over many others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a second chance. So don't mess it up. This time around, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change your ways. Don't go back to your old life of sin, because such a chance may never come again. And without a doubt, there will come a day when we wish for that second chance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us that it's too late. And that will be on the day of judgment. And so the kuffar, when they will be standing in front of the hellfire, ready to be thrown into it, they will wish that they had that second chance. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will say when they are standing before the hellfire that we wish that we can go back and not disbelieve in the ayat of our Lord and be believers. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. This is only their claim that they are making, because now they see the reality of what before they tried to hide. بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And if they were given that second chance, if they were returned back to the earth, what would they do? These are people who are standing before the hellfire. They have seen everything of the world of the unseen that they were told to believe in, but they disbelieved in. Now they see it before their eyes. What does Allah tell us about them after they promise that they, if they are to return back to the earth, they will change their ways? What does Allah tell us about them? Allah tells us that if they were given that second chance, if these people were to be returned, they would go back to what they used to do. They would return to doing the same thing, and they are only liars. And so this is our human nature. This is our human nature to forget, to become heedless. After we were touched with trial and calamity, with illness, with poverty, whatever kind of calamity and misfortune it was, after we thought that we've had it the worst, and we think that if we're given a second chance, we will change our ways, we go back to our old ways. And we forget and we become heedless. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, my message to such people who have survived is that you should devote the rest of your life Devote it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Devote it to the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available to you. And so this is the true meaning of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true meaning of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings that He has blessed us with. Isn't it hypocritical to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we're struggling to breathe, and then when we go back to breathing fine and living a healthy life, that we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, reminding us human beings and the jinn, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, as for the rest of us, then we are also survivors. We are survivors of this pandemic so far. And so if we are reminding those who survived death, then we need to remind ourselves, those who have had it easy so far. And so the first reminder that we can give ourselves, first and foremost, is that if you have survived this second wave of the pandemic and you have not become infected with the virus, then it is not because of certain precautionary measures that you were taking. It was not because of your strong immune system. It was not because of any of that, but rather, it was because of one and only one reason, and that is the favor and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. This is the only reason for why you are blessed and others, they weren't. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing that you have, it is because of Allah. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah makes it general. فَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ. He did not specify it. Any ni'mah, any blessing, no matter how great it is, no matter how small it is from Allah alone. And so if you survived, it was because of that. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us in a hadith, that if the entire world, the humans and the jinn, were to come together to touch you with a harm, they wouldn't be able to do it. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to save you from that harm. Secondly, do not underestimate the blessing. Do not underestimate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how small they may be, because you will not truly value that blessing until it is taken away from you. And so ask those who had those blessings and then it was taken away from them. They will tell you. Those who fell ill because of the virus or any other illness, they will tell you the blessing of good health. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْعَافِيَةُ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. He said there are two blessings that most people, they waste. They don't give it its true value. And these two blessings are good health and free time. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He expects us to turn to Him. He expects us to turn to Him, to devote ourselves to Him, to remember Him, to worship Him at all times. Not only when we're in trouble, not only when life takes a tough turn, but at all times. In times of prosperity as well as in times of adversity. But unfortunately, most of us, we only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the world comes crashing down on us. We only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only turn to Him, begging Him, making dua to Him, giving in sadaqah, worshipping Him. When we're in a calamity, when we are touched with some kind of harm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about this reality of man. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ قاعدا أو قائما دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما. That us human beings, when we are touched with some kind of harm, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling upon Him. Whether we be lying on our sides, or whether we be sitting, or whether we be standing. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍ مَسَّهُ. That when we relieve Him of what He called upon us to relieve Him of, and we relieve Him of that distress, He is now fine. What does He do? He goes on in life, forgetting completely that anything ever happened to Him. And that's why Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he says in his commentary on this ayah, in profound terms, in beautiful words, he says, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about when man is touched with hardship, whether a sickness or any kind of calamity, he strives in making dua. Day in, day out, he is making dua. Even if he can't sit up, when he's lying down, he is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asks Allah in every state, standing, sitting, and lying down. And he persists in his dua so that Allah can relieve him of his hardship. Then when Allah relieves him, he goes on to continue in his previous state, which was a state of heedlessness, turning away from his Lord as if no hardship had ever come his way from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him of it. And then he says, so what injustice is greater than this injustice? And it's true. What dhulm, what injustice can possibly be greater than this injustice? And that's why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever calamities he mentions, he attributes them to us. Because it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is cruel. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is unjust and unfair. But rather it is we human beings who are unjust to ourselves. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. That, oh Allah, I have done much injustice to myself, and it is only you who forgive sins, so forgive me. And so our sins are a form of injustice that we do to our own selves. And so when we see suffering in this world, we should not blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see the suffering, the cruelty, we don't put it on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, it is we who did it to our own selves. Finally, if you want any blessing that Allah has blessed you with, if you want it to remain with you forever, then the only way to do that is not by striving in the material means that will help me to keep that blessing. Unfortunately, this is what many of us think. That as long as I have a good job, the only way for me to keep it is by continuously performing well and pleasing my boss and my employer. If I have good health, the only way for me to preserve it is by eating healthy, by going to the gym, by exercising, by staying away from harmful foods, while forgetting that these are all blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us with. And so long as the source is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then likewise, the only way to keep it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeping it for you. And how do we guarantee that Allah will keep it for us? By being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah proclaimed that as long as you are grateful, it's a promise of Allah, as long as you are grateful, then I will surely increase you. meaning whatever blessing Allah has given to us, as long as we are grateful for those blessings, then not only will Allah keep them for us, but Allah will increase them for us. There was once a sheikh, a scholar, who had reached a very old age. They say he reached 100 years. While being both physically and mentally fit. He was very healthy, both physically and mentally. And yet, he was very old. So they asked him, what was the secret? What is it that you did? What is it that you do? And so he said in one sentence, هذه جوارح حفظناها في الصغر فحفظها الله علينا في الكبر. That these organs, these limbs of us, these body parts of mine, when I was young, I protected them. I preserved them. I made sure that they did not fall into haram. And so as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved them for me. He preserved my body for me in my old age. And so it's as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, احفظِ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who are mindful of Him, who are grateful to Him, who remember Him at all times, in times of adversity as well as in times of prosperity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect each and every single one of us from every evil, from every calamity, from every illness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring cure and to bring His shifa to those who are ill, no matter how ill they are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon those who have gone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them, to forgive them their sins. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا وسلموا يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء وسوء المحن والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.